Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Can we give each other hope? 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 Hope, bringing others hope. And that's what we need in this world indeed. So do not be afraid to keep each other safe.
Good evening, you're listening to Second Chances with Hilaria Sumo on Radio Africana. I hope you're well wherever you are and wherever you're listening from tonight. Before we begin our conversation, we open the program with a song many people across the world recognize instantly, and that is Hope Bringer by Jean-Paul Asumu in conjunction with his sister Roxanne Asumu. It's a song about gratitude, about sacrifice, about the quiet work mothers do every day without applause. And today, across the United Kingdom and in many parts of the world, families are celebrating Mother's Day. So tonight, I want to bring gently Happy Mother's Day to mothers raising children, to mothers supporting families, to mothers living with illness, to mothers caring for children who are unwell, to mothers who've donated a kidney to give the child another chance at life, to mothers who are remembering a child they have lost, to mothers who are missing their own mothers today. Motherhood holds many stories, some joyful, some heavy, some full of decisions that no parent ever expects to face. Tonight's program speaks to one of those moments, the moment when someone is told the kidneys are failing and dialysis may be needed. For many families, this conversation begins quietly in a clinic room. A doctor sits down, a nurse explains a few options, and suddenly, a family must begin making decisions they never imagined making. What type of dialysis should we choose? How will it affect daily life? How will it mean? What will it mean for our family? Tonight, we will take time to talk about those questions, calmly, clearly, without pressure. Yesterday was also an important day. The 12th of March was World Kidney Day. Across hospitals, charities, and communities around the world, people paused to raise awareness about kidney health. Kidney disease is often silent. Many people live for years without symptoms, and by the time a diagnosis comes, families often find themselves learning quickly about dialysis, transplantation, and treatment choices. This is why conversations like this matter. Information reduces fear. Understanding helps people make decisions with confidence. And support reminds families that they are not facing these choices alone. Tonight, we will talk about how people approach the decision about dialysis. We will talk about the different types. We will talk about the emotional side of the decision. And we will talk about how families support one another through these moments. If you're listening tonight and dialysis is already part of your life, I hope this program affirms your journey. If you're supporting someone you love, I hope it helps you understand their world. And if you're hearing these words for the first time, I hope the conversation brings clarity and calm. Later in the program, we'll open the phone lines and you are welcome to share your experiences. Perhaps you cared for someone on dialysis. Perhaps you are a mother supporting a child through treatment. Or perhaps you simply want to reflect on Mother's Day and the strength of the woman who carry families through difficult seasons. We'll make space for those voices. And before we move into the heart of tonight's discussion, we have another song. This next one speaks about appreciation in a different way. It reminds us that sometimes the people we rely on the most are the ones whose presence shapes our lives quietly and deeply. Here is Ohai with Need Her. Welcome back. You are listening to Second Chances with Hilaria Asumu on Radio Africana. Tonight's Mother's Day program is about understanding how people make decisions about dialysis. For many listeners, the word dialysis may sound clinical, but behind that word are real lives, real families, real decisions, and sometimes real fears. One thing I often say when speaking to patients is this: a diagnosis may change your life, but knowledge helps you to take back control of it. That idea will guide our conversation tonight. In the next segment, we will begin with the basics: what kidney failure means, why dialysis becomes necessary, and the two main types of dialysis people are offered. If this is new information for you, stay with me. I will explain it simply, clearly, and step by step. We will continue after this pause.
Stop, stop, make you no cry again, oh.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that short musical pause we had a few minutes ago. You're still listening to Second Chances with Hilaria Asumo. Tonight, we're talking about how people make decisions about dialysis, a subject many families encounter suddenly, often without preparation. So let us begin with something simple. What do the kidneys actually do? Most people know the kidneys clean the blood. That is true, but their work goes further than that. Your kidneys filter waste products from the blood. They balance fluids in the body. They help control blood pressure. They support bone health. They also help regulate important minerals like potassium and sodium. Every minute of every day, healthy kidneys quietly keep the body stable, and most of the time, we do not notice them at all. Kidney failure happens when the kidneys lose most of their ability to perform these functions. Doctors often describe this stage as end-stage kidney disease. At that point, the body can no longer remove waste products on its own. Fluid begins to build up. Chemicals in the blood become unbalanced. Without treatment, the body cannot maintain its normal functions. That is when doctors begin discussing treatment options. For many people, dialysis becomes part of that treatment. Dialysis is a medical treatment that performs some of the work that kidneys can no longer do. It removes waste, it helps control fluid levels, it also supports the body when the kidneys are no longer able to manage these tasks on their own. Dialysis is not a cure for kidney failure, but it is a life-sustaining treatment. And for many people, it allows them to continue working, caring for family, and living meaningful lives. When someone is told dialysis may be needed, the next conversation usually involves two types of treatment. The first is hemodialysis, and the second is peritoneal dialysis. Let us talk about each one in simple terms. Hemodialysis is the form of dialysis many people are familiar with. During the hemodialysis, blood is taken from the body through a tube connected to a dialysis machine. The machine filters the blood, removing waste and excess fluid. The clean blood is then returned to the body. Most people receive hemodialysis in a hospital or dialysis center. Treatments often take place 3 times each week. Each session usually lasts several hours, and during that time, patients sit in the dialysis chair while the machine performs the filtering process. Some people read during dialysis, some watch television, some talk with other patients, and for many families, it becomes a routine part of life. The second option is peritoneal dialysis. Peritoneal dialysis works differently. Instead of a machine filtering the blood outside the body, this type of dialysis uses this lining inside the body to filter waste. A special fluid is placed into the abdomen through a small tube, and the lining of the abdomen acts as a natural filter, drawing waste products out of the blood. After several hours, the fluid is drained and replaced with fresh solution. Many people perform peritoneal dialysis at home, and some complete exchanges during the day. Others use a small machine at night while they sleep. For some families, this offers flexibility and independence, and for others, hemodialysis in the dialysis unit feels safer because nurses and medical staff are present during treatment. And this is where an important truth appears. There is no single dialysis option that is right for everyone. Every patient has different health needs, different home environments, different work schedules, and different family responsibilities. Some people prefer the structure of hospital dialysis, and others value the independence of home dialysis. Doctors and nurses help patients understand the options, but the decision often involves personal circumstances as well. Lifestyle does matter, and support at home also matters. Confidence with medical equipment matters, and sometimes emotional readiness matters too. When I first entered the world of kidney treatment, I remember how overwhelming the information felt. Many patients describe the same experience. You hear new medical words, you're asked to make choices quickly, and you're trying to absorb everything while also managing fear. If you're in that position right now, I want to say something clearly. You do not have to understand everything immediately. Learning happens step by step. Questions are welcome, and the decision about dialysis is something you make together with your medical team and your family, not in isolation. One of the most important lines I share with patients is this: your treatment should fit your life, not erase it. That thought alone often changes how people approach the decision. Later in the program, we'll talk about how families begin these conversations, how emotions influence medical decisions, and why many mothers carry a heavy weight when illness enters a family. But first, we'll pause for music. Here is Luther Vandross, Dance With My Father, and this song speaks quietly about love, memory, and the relationship that shapes our lives.
Back when I was a child, before life removed all the innocence, my father would lift me high and dance with my mother and me, and then spin me around till I fell asleep. Then up the stairs he would carry me, and I knew for sure I was loved. If I could get another chance, another walk, another dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. How I'd love, love, to dance with my father again. Ooh. When I and my mother would disagree, to get my way I would run from her to him. He'd make me laugh just to comfort me, yeah, yeah. Then finally make me do just what my mama said. Later that night when I was asleep, he left a dollar under my sheet. Never dreamed that he would be gone from me. Final glance, one final step, one final dance with him. I'd play a song that would never, ever end, 'cause I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again.
For many listeners today, Mother's Day brings gratitude. For others, it brings remembrance. Welcome back to Second Chances with Hilaria Asumu on Radio Africana. Tonight, we are reflecting on dialysis decisions, family support, and the quiet strength many mothers show when illness enters the home. In this next segment, we'll talk about something that doctors do not always have time to explain in clinic rooms, the emotional side of dialysis decisions. Fear, pressure, cultural beliefs, family expectations, and how mothers often become the steady center of the entire journey. Tonight's Mother's Day program is about one of the most personal decisions many families face when kidney disease enters their lives, the decision about dialysis. In the last segment, we spoke about the medical side, what dialysis is, the two main types, how treatment helps the body continue functioning when the kidneys fail. But medicine is only one part of the story. The other part lives inside families, inside conversations, inside emotions people do not always express out loud. When someone first hears the word kidney failure, the reaction is often shock. Even when doctors explain treatment options calmly, the mind may still be racing. People begin asking quiet questions inside their own thoughts. What will happen to my life? Will I still be able to work? How will my family cope? Would I become a burden to the people I love? These are all human questions, and they appear in nearly every kidney clinic. And for many families, mothers often carry the emotional center of those moments. Sometimes the mother is the patient. Sometimes she is the caregiver. And other times, she's the one trying to hold everyone together while information arrives quickly and emotions run high. In many cultures, especially in African and Caribbean families, illness is not about a medical experience. It becomes a family experience. Relatives gather, opinions appear, advice travels through phone calls and WhatsApp messages. Some advice helps, some advice creates confusion, and some families feel pressure to choose one treatment quickly. Others struggle because everyone in the family has a different opinion. And in the middle of that, the patient is still trying to understand what life with dialysis might feel like. This is where calm conversations become very important. Not rushed decisions, not fear-driven choices, but thoughtful discussions. Sometimes people worry that choosing dialysis means life will stop. That is not true. Life does change, but many people continue to work. Many continue to raise families, many continue to travel, and others continue to contribute to their communities. One of the quiet truths in kidney care is this. Treatment is not the end of your life story. It's often the beginning of a new chapter in that story. There is another emotional layer families sometimes face: cultural beliefs about illness. In some communities, serious illness is difficult to talk about openly. Some people prefer silence, and some feel fear discussing long-term treatment. And most feel shame asking for help. But kidney disease does not improve in silence. Understanding improves outcomes and support improves confidence. Conversations create space for people to ask the questions they are sometimes afraid to ask in hospital rooms. I want to share a thought with you tonight. One of the most powerful things a family can do when illness appears is this. Sit down together and talk honestly. Not with panic, not with blame, but with openness. because decisions made with understanding are often decisions people feel comfortable living with. Here's a line I often share when speaking with families. A medical decision becomes easier when it's carried by many shoulders, not just one. For mothers especially, that support matters, and many mothers listening tonight know this experience. You carry your children and you carry your families. You carry responsibilities quietly, but when illness appears, you deserve support too. You deserve clear information. You deserve time to ask questions. You deserve space to make decisions without pressure. Later tonight, we will talk about another option many families consider when kidney failure progresses: kidney transplantation, and the powerful role families sometimes play through organ donation. And before that conversation, we'll open a moment for listeners. If you're listening tonight and dialysis has touched your life, you're welcome to call. Perhaps you're a mother supporting a child on dialysis. Perhaps you're receiving dialysis yourself. Perhaps you remember the moment when your family first faced that decision. You're welcome to share your experience. If the lines are quiet tonight, that is also fine. Sometimes listening is the most powerful form of participation, and sometimes people need time before sharing their stories. Let us take a short musical pause. Here's a song by Whitney Houston, Greatest Love of All. This song speaks about strength, dignity, and believing the value of your own life. Don't go away. I'll see you back here in a minute.
I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. Everybody searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. I never found anyone who fulfilled my needs. Only place to be, and so I learned to depend on me. I decided long ago never to walk in anyone's shadows. If I fail, if I succeed, at least I'll live as I believe. No matter what they take from me, they can't take away my dignity.
I'm
Welcome back. You're listening to Second Chances with Hilaria Asumu on Radio Africana. Tonight, we are reflecting on dialysis decisions, family support, and the strength many mothers show when illness enters the family. In this next segment, we'll talk carefully about organ donation and kidney transplantation. For some families, it becomes a path toward treatment. For others, it becomes a conversation about generosity, legacy, and hope. Tonight's Mother's Day program is exploring how families approach decisions around dialysis. We've spoken about the medical side, we've spoken about the emotional side. Now, we will talk about another part of kidney treatment that many families eventually hear about: kidney transplantation and organ donation. When someone develops kidney failure, dialysis helps the body continue functioning. For some people, dialysis remains their long-term treatment. For others, doctors may discuss the possibility of a kidney transplant. A kidney transplant involves placing a healthy kidney from a donor into the body of the patient whose kidneys have failed. The new kidney begins performing the work the damaged kidneys can no longer do. For many patients, transplantation offers a different rhythm of life compared with dialysis. It does not remove the need for medical care, no, but it can restore a greater level of independence. Transplants come from two main sources. The first is a living donor, and the second is a deceased donor. A living donor is someone who chooses to donate one of the kidneys while they're still alive. Humans are born with two kidneys, and many people live healthy life with only one. Living donation often happens within families, and parents sometimes donate to their children, brothers donate to sisters, friends donate to loved ones. Sometimes strangers choose to donate in an act of extraordinary generosity. Mother's Day reminds us how deep parental love can run. Across hospitals in many countries, doctors have witnessed mothers stepping forward quietly and asking a simple question: can I give my kidney to my child? It is one of the most powerful moments in medicine, a moment where love becomes a physical act of sacrifice. Not every mother is medically able to donate. Compatibility tests must be done. Doctors access health carefully to protect both donor and recipient, but the willingness itself speaks to something profound about the bond between parent and child. There is another path to transplantation: organs donated after someone has passed away. These donations save lives every day. Families who choose to donate the organs of a loved one often describe the decision as painful but meaningful. Even in loss, they know their loved one helped someone else live. In the United Kingdom, organ donation is supported through the NHS Organ Donor Register. People can record their decision about organ donation and learn more about the process by visiting the website. The website is simple. It's just www.organdonation.nhs.uk. The site provides clear information about how organ donation works, what families should know, and how people can record their wishes. Registering does not force anyone into a decision. It simply allows people to learn and express their preferences. Conversations around organ donation sometimes feels difficult. Some families avoid the topic. Others feel unsure how to raise it with loved ones. But open conversations often remove fear. When families understand one another's wishes, decisions become less uncertain during difficult moments. Here is something important to remember: organ donation is always a personal decision. No one should feel pressured, no one should feel judged, but everyone deserves accurate information so they can decide for themselves. I want to share another thought with you tonight. A transplant is not only a medical procedure, it is also an act of human generosity. It reminds us that even in moments of illness or loss, people still have the power to help one another live. For listeners who may be considering these questions for the first time, learning is often the best first step. Ask questions, speak with doctors, speak with family, take time to understand what donation means for you and the people you love. In a few minutes, we'll move into the practical part of tonight's program, how people approach the decision about dialysis, what questions help guide the choice, and how families prepare for life with treatment. But first, we'll pause again for music with Alicia Keys, Superwoman, and I'll see you back here in a little bit. Don't go away. Welcome back to Second Chances with Hilaria Sumo on Radio Africana. Tonight's Mother's Day program is about support, understanding, and informed decisions when kidney disease enters the family. In the next segment, we will look at practical guidance for choosing dialysis and how people begin navigating those choices step by step. Tonight, we've been talking about kidney disease. We spoke earlier about the two main types of dialysis, hemodialysis and peritoneal dialysis. Now, I want to talk about something many patients ask when they leave the hospital after their first serious conversation about treatment. How do I decide which dialysis option is right for me? This question rarely has a quick answer. Most people need time to understand the treatment, time to talk with doctors and nurses, time to consider their daily lives, because dialysis does not happen in isolation. It becomes part of everyday living. One of the first steps people often take is having a detailed conversation with their kidney care team. Kidney doctors, also known as nephrologists, work closely with dialysis nurses who specialize in supporting patients through treatment decisions. These professionals explain the medical aspects. They describe how each dialysis type works. They explain what daily routines might look like. They also help patients understand whether their health condition makes one option more suitable than another. Medical advice is important, but medical advice is only one part of the decision. Lifestyle is another important part. Some people prefer the structure of hospital dialysis. They feel reassured knowing nurses are present throughout the treatment. For those patients traveling to a dialysis center several times each week, feels manageable. Others prefer home-based treatment. Peritoneal dialysis allows some people to manage dialysis at home, often during the night while they sleep. For individuals who work during the day or who care for family members, this flexibility may feel more practical. The home environment also matters. Home dialysis requires space for supplies. It requires training. It also requires confidence in performing certain steps independently. Many dialysis units provide training programs so patients and families feel prepared before beginning home treatment. Family support often becomes an important factor. Some patients feel comfortable managing treatment independently, others prefer having a family member nearby to help when needed. These conversations sometimes happen around kitchen tables, sometimes in hospital waiting rooms, and sometimes during quiet drives home after an appointment. There is no perfect formula for this decision, but the thoughtful questions help guide the process, and people often ask themselves simple but important things. How will this treatment fit into my daily routine? What level of independence do I feel comfortable with? How will treatment affect my work, my family responsibilities, and my energy levels? Doctors also help patients think about long-term plans. For some people, dialysis may continue for many years. For others, dialysis may be a temporary stage while waiting for a kidney transplant. Understanding the bigger picture often helps patients feel less uncertain about their choices. And one of the reassuring things about dialysis decisions is this: treatment plans can evolve. Some patients begin with hemodialysis and later move to peritoneal dialysis. The most important thing is beginning with the option that feels safest and most manageable at the time. For mothers listening tonight, who may be supporting a child or family member through these decisions, your presence matters more than you may realize. Sometimes the most valuable support a family member provides is simply sitting beside someone during appointments, listening, asking questions, helping remember the information doctors share. I often tell families something simple. Medical knowledge belongs to doctors. But courage belongs to patients and the people who stand beside them. And here's another line I want to leave with you tonight. A treatment decision should never feel like a test you must pass. It is a path you choose step by step with the people who care for your health. If you're currently facing this decision, take your time. Write down your questions. Ask doctors to explain things again if something feels unclear. And allow yourself space to adjust emotionally, because every patient deserves clarity and dignity when decisions about their care are taken. Before we move into the closing reflections for tonight's program, we'll pause for another moment of music. And my song tonight for this segment is Boys to Men, A Song for Mama. I absolutely love the song. It's a gentle tribute to the women whose love carries families through every season of life. Here is Boys to Men with A Song for Mama. I'll see you back here in a minute. We're almost done. Don't go away. Welcome back. You're listening to Second Chances with Hilaria Asumo. We are approaching the final moments of tonight's Mother's Day special. In our closing segment, we'll reflect on the strength of mothers and caregivers, revisit the key message of tonight's program, and end with a final song of hope and gratitude. Tonight's program has been a quiet conversation about kidney disease, dialysis decisions, and the strength families draw on when illness enters their lives. We began by recognizing Mother's Day, a day that means many things to many people. For some, it's a day filled with celebration. For others, it's a day of reflection. For some mothers, it's a day spent caring for children. For others, it's a day spent remembering children. And for some families, it is a day when difficult medical decisions sit gently in the background of everyday life. Tonight, we spoke about dialysis, what it means, how it works, and how people approach the decision about which treatment may suit their lives. We talked about hemodialysis and peritoneal dialysis, two different treatments that both support the body when the kidneys are no longer able to do their work. We talked about the emotional side of those decisions, the fear people sometimes feel, the cultural conversations families navigate, the quiet strength many mothers show while supporting loved ones through illness. We also spoke about organ donation and kidney transplantation. And in talking about mothers who show strength while supporting loved ones through illness, I don't want to forget those mothers who today are missing their children who have gone on to the other side, but also impacting several lives. And most especially to my donor, Ryan's mother, who agreed to organ donation all those years ago and given me a second chance to be able to do what I'm doing today. Thank you. We also spoke about organ donation and kidney transplantation, a subject that can feel sensitive, yet one that carries extraordinary stories of generosity and hope. If you want to learn more about organ donation in the UK, you can visit the NHS Organ Donor Register online. The website is simple. It's www.organdonation.nhs.uk. It is a place where people can read clear information and decide what feels right for them. One of the most important thoughts I want listeners to take away tonight is this. Information brings confidence. When patients understand their treatment options, fear becomes easier to manage. When families talk openly about health decisions, support becomes stronger. And when communities share knowledge, fewer people face these moments alone. Tonight is also about recognizing the quiet courage many mothers carry. Mothers who attend hospital appointments, mothers who learn complex medical information so they can support their children, mothers who sit beside dialysis machines for hours, mothers who have offered a kidney so their child could live. Here is one final thought for tonight. A family conversation about health may feel small in the moment, but sometimes that conversation becomes the moment that changes everything. So if tonight's program has stirred a thought in your mind, perhaps the next step is simple. Sit down with someone you trust. Talk about health. Ask questions. Share information. These small conversations build stronger families and healthier communities. Thank you for spending this time with me tonight. Thank you for listening. And wherever you are, I hope this program has brought you a moment of calm understanding. Before I talk about what would happen next week, I want to shout out to the ladies in the hospital B16, A, B, C, and D. Linda, Christine, Asha, I want to say thank you very much for making me laugh and keeping me company and taking my mind off the issues I'm facing currently. I love you all and thank you. Next week, we'll return with another conversation that explores life, health, and the power of second chances. Until then, please take care of yourselves and the people you love. And if you found value in tonight's program, consider sharing it with a friend, a neighbor, or a family member who may need to hear it. We'll leave you tonight with one final song, a song that speaks about love, gratitude, and the quiet strength of family bonds. Here is Stevie Wonder, Isn't She Lovely? And I also dedicate this to my roommates at Salford Royal, H3, Bay 16, Beds B, C, and A. Good night. This was Second Chances with Hilaria Asumo on Radio Africana. I'll see you next week. Bye.
Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.